Om Shanti. It's time. Your health is in your hands. Many countries have this complaint that they are unable to find beds for the patients since the hospitals are already overfull. So what do? Build more hospitals. Would it not be more wise to educate people on better eating habits and healthier lifestyle choices and reduce the need for so many hospitals? The reason why diseases are on the rise is that we have forgotten to listen to our own bodies. Our body speaks to us all the time, and yet we ignore its many calls because we are caught up in chatting or browsing or other mindless distractions. The body can tell us if it is rejecting a certain food, oil, dairy, or sugar, for example. We feel it, we sense it, and we kind of know it. Yet we still insist on indulging in all those unhealthy foods. The body screams for water and we continue to fill it with caffeine. It wants to sleep and instead we insert another DVD and sink into the couch. Yes, the body does have extreme tolerance power, but don't push your luck. I live in the Middle East and day after day I see more clinics for diabetics being built. Instead of investing in enticing walking arenas or gardens for exercise, which would be the best way to use up the insulin, we inject and medicate people, which, by the way, only perpetuates the sickness. Don't take me wrong. I believe in modern medicine and there is a time and place for it. Two people very close to me are alive because of it. I also know many good people who are medical practitioners. Yet my point is, do we need to run to the doctor for every creak and groan, every ache and pain? Why don't we stop and listen to our body, which is really a cry from our soul, and try to understand what it is saying to us? It will guide us. Hone your intuition. If you feel like eating something healthy rather than what's currently on your plate, then follow your intuition. Cook it for yourself if you have to. Don't be lazy. Walk the extra mile for your favorite choice of healthy food rather than jumping to the next burger. As you eat more healthily, your taste buds will begin to know the difference and not settle for less. The same approach can apply to cosmetics and makeup. So many cancers are caused by toxic substances in these items. Make your own creams, deodorants, and shampoos. There are plenty of recipes on the internet. Or you can ask me and I will show you what I use. Do you know why you are feeling tired all the time? Is it what you are doing, thinking, or eating, or all of the above? We often think that the source of the problem is other people's behavior. But sometimes it could just be an imbalance in our bodies, which make us the irritable and uncooperative ones. So how will we know if we don't stop to look? It does not pay to continue to be ignorant. Make responsible choices. Go for healthy alternatives. Invest in complementary therapies to keep the body healthy as much as possible. Recognize that big pharmaceutical companies are primarily money-making machines, and their first purpose is to make money. Before they think of your health, they will be thinking of their pocket. It takes only a little time and attention. Research and source healthy ingredients. Take time out for exercise and training. Sit in meditation and listen to our soul and body. If we sit in silence and stillness, we can refine our intuition and develop the power to make the right choices and to implement them. If we could just take a little more care with our mind and body and not simply hand over full control to others, we would create a better quality of living, a better society, and ultimately a better world. It's time. It's time to listen to your soul and body. Be kind to yourself and become your own healer. Disclaimer. This is not medical advice I'm proposing. I'm just urging you to think more deeply about your health. Ultimately, of course, you are responsible. Thank you. Om Shanti.